Now, Czech designer Jan Štvrtník has been receiving a great deal of recognition around the continent recently for one of his nifty pieces of glassware, highlighting the issue of climate change. Štvrtník's vase, depicting a shrinking lake, won an international furniture competition in Amsterdam in September and has now been lauded by British newspaper The Independent for its environmentally aware design. Rosie Johnston spoke to Jan Štvrtník, who's currently living and working in Italy. She asked him about the inspiration behind his award-winning piece.
It was vase from glass from Alvar Aalto. He designed it in 1937. The vase is called Savoy, and there is rumors among the people who are involved in design. He was maybe inspired by a Finnish landscape, by the lakes, by the shape of the lakes or something. So I took this as a premises, and I used this idea or the rumors about the inspiration of Alvar Aalto and use it as a true. So I start to think about how the lake would look like today. I thought it will be either dry, more dry or flat. So I change the shape of the lake, and according that I designed the vase. And the old shape of the vase, the outer shape, was there like reference point for showing actually the changes on the planet, how much we change the nature.
The vase, as you have said, has already won an award for environmentally aware design, or design that tackles climate change. I mean, when you made this, what was the particular message you were wanting to send about climate change? Did you have one in mind? Or?
Well, the competition should comment more than change, really, the environment, and be supposed to comment that by design. And when I want to comment it, I realized if you want to comment something, you have to also say what was the on the beginning and what is now, kind of to show the reference point. And I just thought the original Alvar Aalto vase would be the great reference point for my work. So that was basic thought behind the competition. And because of that, basically the selection from The Independent was based on the same idea as Drog Design Competition.
Okay, and my last question is, do you have other green or environmentally aware designs in the pipeline that we can be looking forward to soon?
Well, every day I'm thinking about it, how I could show it, and how to make green design. And now I'm working for Electrolux in Italy, and one of the core value of Electrolux is to think environmental friendly. So every time I am confronted with needs to make it more sustainable, all the products, it's very hard though, but I'm trying to do that as my responsibility as a designer to offer something what will not destroy our planet.
Designer Jan Štvrtník there, talking to Rosie Johnson from